Hail, good evening. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we ask you to hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Patrick Murphy, who's one of our supporters, but also somebody we've gotten to know through the years, very concerned about what's going on. He called me about 2 weeks ago after having just reread George Orwell's 1984 and pointed out that what Orwell wrote about is just what's going on in the world today. Three major blocks in the world. And, of course, each one of those blocks was a dictatorship over their people, and that's exactly what the master plan of the internationalists is. The European bloc, the Western Hemisphere, and that's what NAFTA, what the Free Trade Zone of Central America, the Free Trade Zone of the Americas really is all about. What we still do is we start out simply by tearing down the trade barriers. That's all it's about. Nothing more than simply so we can export more goods and improve the living standards of the average American. And, of course, it's a lie. They always lie to us. They say one thing when they have another objective. Their real effort is to simply impoverish the American people as we transfer our jobs throughout the rest of the Western Hemisphere. And then, of course, we'll have to have some sort of a central currency because, of course, there'll be so much chaos. And then, of course, we'll have a government. And they'll do the same thing in Asia. And then they could move all of these areas together. Maybe there'll even be a fifth area in Africa. Who knows? But all of these things are developing, and they're developing very rapidly. And I think we can go back to what George Orwell wrote about in when he wrote his book. It was in the late 1940s, 1984. With that as a background, Patrick, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I agree with everything that you just said. But there's an additional element that the thing that really inspired me to call you was this insight I got into the book, which had to do with doublethink, which, you know, it seems like the central idea that that Orwell has sort of explicated in that wonderful book of his.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you explain to our listeners, what is doublethink?
Well, it's an idea that I think suffuses our culture, and it explains to a big degree what our problem is when we try and get across the ideas that your entire ministry to the world, why it's so difficult for people to accept it. And here's the idea, that somehow a person can be aware of an idea, of a truth, and deny it in order to be accepted in the world, in order to become acceptable. So, for instance, you alluded to NAFTA and GATT and how, you know, damaging. Well, you can be aware that NAFTA and GATT are genuinely terrible, just terrible. They're stripping away the industrial infrastructure of America. And at the same time go on pretending it's not true. But not even pretending. I think that doublethink enables you, well, if you're successful, the more successful you get practicing it, you can almost, even though you know it's true, you push it out of your mind. And so, in other words, ultimately, you'll never pass Rush Limbaugh's kook test. You know, he has this Rush Limbaugh, if you listen over the years, occasionally he'll give this kook test, which is, do you believe that the Council on Foreign Relations controls, you know, the blah, blah. And he makes you sound like a wacko, like a fool. I think that doublethink, I mean, and we could get into this in more detail, but just to summarize it and make it glib and on the surface, say that doublethink is a technique of knowing the truth about the world and not failing or passing, however you want to describe it, Rush Limbaugh's kook test.
So, well, you know, I think that, you know, as you go back, and I haven't read the book for, I don't know, 20 or 30 years, but as I remember, Winston Smith is agonizing over just what you're talking about. Winston Smith, for those of you who haven't read the book, and if you haven't, shame on you, you need to get it and read it. Winston Smith is trying to say, well, you know, there are eternal truths. Two and two is four. And you can't change that. Well, of course, they're changing that in our schools today. They have the constructive math, the fuzzy math. And it's really not whether two and two is four, but how do you feel about two and two? How do you feel about mathematics? How do you feel about geometry and all of these things? And, well, let's instead of studying mathematics, we'll talk about death education, or we'll talk about suicide education, because after all, if two people commit suicide and two more commit suicide, that's four, or, and it has nothing to do with anything, but what they're doing is dumbing down our children. But I think the thing that I remember most was Winston Smith said, if you hold up two fingers, you'll see two fingers, you won't see three fingers. And, you know, so there are eternal truths, there are things that are absolute, and you can't change it. Wasn't that more or less what he was saying?
Yes. The book itself, the way it's structured, is the awakening of an individual to what has been done to us, and as it opens up, he has actually spent 7 years coming to grips with the fact that he doesn't believe the lie that has been that the whole system is telling. This is Winston Smith, the character of the book, the protagonist. And by the end, what you're describing, that's when he's been trapped and caught by the system, and he's being brainwashed. And he has to come face to face with, what do I believe? And I believe that 2 plus 2 equals 4. And the system can't tell me that 2 plus 2 equals 5. And therefore, that's when this really comes out, this, you know, how can they do this to the mind of a person? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.